It was the third time in the last 2 weeks the Security Council has met to discuss the crisis in South Sudan. The last two were emergency crisis sessions, where the Council approved sending 5,500 peacekeepers and more than 400 UN police to help the hundreds of thousands of civilians who've been caught up in the fighting. Originally, the head of UN peacekeeping said he hoped to have them all on the ground by the end of next week. On Thursday, the UN spokesperson Farhan Haq refused to give an overall assessment of how many had actually arrived.
We're still in the process of trying to get those additional troops to come in. Nepal will make up one of the battalions to reinforce the UN mission in South Sudan, which will include 350 troops redeploying from the UN mission in Haiti, with approximately a further 500 troops deploying from Nepal.
To get them there quicker, many are coming from other UN missions around Africa, including those in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Darfur, and Liberia. Those that have arrived have been sent as reinforcements to some of the most volatile areas, including Bor, Bentiu, and the capital, Juba. But the humanitarian crisis is getting worse. 231,000 are being helped in camps around the country. They fled their homes to escape the fighting. And UN humanitarian coordinator Toby Lanza believes that figure is increasing by the hour.
Yesterday we were talking about 200,000 people who had been displaced in South Sudan, but I'm now in Bentiu, which is the capital of Unity State, and I can assure you that there have been many, many tens of thousands who have been displaced here in the past 24 hours.
Flights are landing almost daily, bringing essential relief supplies for those in the camps. Things like blankets, cooking supplies, and plastic sheeting to make temporary shelters. Joseph Contreras, a spokesperson for the South Sudan mission, has been at the airport in Juba to receive the aid.
This is the second of a planned 8 supply flights using this Royal Australian Air Force transport plane. They are operating out of the global support base of the United Nations in Brindisi, Italy. And this is a tremendous assistance and support for an already overstretched peacekeeping mission.
But many South Sudanese are also crossing borders to get away from the violence. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the number of refugees in neighbouring countries is rising rapidly, now totaling an estimated 43,000. 2,500 South Sudanese are crossing the border into Uganda every day. Ethiopia and Kenya are also taking people in, something that Melissa Fleming from the UNHCR says is severely stretching those countries' resources.
We're noticing that as the fighting continues, the fear continues, people are opting to leave in other directions. 5,000 at least registered now in Ethiopia. 300 South Sudanese are arriving every single day in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya.
With more people seeking help by the day and the UN mission in South Sudan not yet up to full strength, the race is on to get more peacekeepers there as soon as possible. Nick Harper, New York.